Hello everyone, Neil Battaglia. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So today I speak to Rohit Patera. He's the co-founder and CEO of Plesho. Based in Delhi, Plesho is a simple and easy to use digital platform for students looking for accommodation, and they're doing really well. So in this episode we talk about how he got started, what problem they're trying to solve, attracting students to the platform, aims and objectives for the next 2 years, how the business model actually works, and how they plan to scale, and what first-time founders should be focusing on, and much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Thank you.
Hi, Rohit. Thanks for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. Thanks for inviting me. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Please tell the listeners what you're building.
Yeah, so Plesho is a student housing company, and we are building up off-campus housing for students. And we launched this first set of properties around MIT universities, India's largest private university in Delhi NCR. And we launched 1,200 bed capacity for student living outside campus. Mm-hmm. And we are focusing on community-based living, student co-living, what we are promoting here.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And how did you come up with the idea?
Yeah. So I myself is a chartered accountant, worked for 16, 17 years in institutions. I was in equity sales. We were kind of in search of some good problem to solve, actually. We were kind of trying to find out something which is kind of worthwhile to pursue. Mm-hmm. We found out that student housing in India constitute $50 billion market size. That is the largest part in rental housing in India, actually. Mm-hmm. So 30 million students pursuing higher education, living outside their hometown, and that makes around $50 billion market. And we thought this is highly unorganized market, and we should kind of solve this problem. So we kind of venture into and kind of pivot the earlier marketplace model to self-managed property model, and Plesho is now kind of focusing fully on student housing, and we are kind of solving this big problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What specific problem are you solving then?
Purpose-built student housing is something which is lacking. Mm-hmm. And the number of number of beds which are required are in thousands, actually. And universities are having very limited capacity in campus, actually. Mm-hmm. So in most of these private universities having very limited capacity in-house, in campus, most of the students living off campus. And in off campus, most of these accommodation which are available are limited in numbers. Purpose-built student housings are not available easily. And students face a lot of problem finding right accommodation for them. So we are kind of building up purpose-built student housing. Mm-hmm. We are kind of creating branded properties with all kind of facilities. Mm-hmm. So that's how we are solving this problem.
Mm-hmm. And how are you attracting students to the platform? Can you share some marketing strategies that have been?
Say example, MIT University is India private largest private university in India, actually. Mm-hmm. Based out of Noida in Delhi NCR, and we are working very closely with them. Mm-hmm. So we are also incubating company of MIT Incubation. Mm-hmm. So we are stationed and working out of MIT campus only. So we have direct connect with the student. We are promoting our brand in campus, off campus. We are connecting student through different forum, and students are liking the concept. Actually, we are connecting directly with the parents also, mm-hmm. because parents are also more concerned about they are coming first time from comfort of their parents' supervision. They are living outside the first time, and safety and security as well as other facilities are something which is of interest to the parents, actually. Mm-hmm. So we are promoting our brand in campus, off campus. We have brand ambassador within universities. We have interns who are promoting our idea among students, and it's getting a lot of traction, actually, among the student community.
Mm-hmm. Sounds exciting. How's it going so far, then? Can you share some stats, please?
Yeah. So we launched 1,200 bed capacity in our first launch. Mm-hmm. And these are the admission season, which are right now going on. And we are already sold out 70% of our inventory. Mm-hmm. And we believe that we should be 100% occupied in next 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you expected when you first started the business?
Yeah, so the kind of traction which are which is there or built up, we should be sold out 100%, means 100% occupancy in next 1 month.
Okay, so what are the aims and objectives over the next 2 to 3 years then? How do you plan to scale this?
So key is to execute very fast, actually, and kind of, you know, vertical growth. Mm-hmm. Next 1 year itself, we are targeting 10,000 bed capacity in Delhi NCR, and our overall target is to kind of, you know, build India's largest student housing company with 100,000 bed capacity in the next 3.5-4 years.
Where does the name come from?
Yeah, so we derived Palacio from Spanish word Palacio. Palacio is something, a palace, a place of kind of, you know, a aspirational place. So we derived that word from the Spanish word Palacio.
Okay, excellent, cool. And what's your background?
I'm a chartered accountant, a public, we call it a public accountant, a CPA in India, call it chartered accountant. Mm-hmm. And I work with institutions like Standard Chartered, Edelweiss, and 16-17 year in private equities, equity sale institutions and brokers. Mm-hmm. So throughout the 15-16 year finance background and equity sales background.
Mm-hmm. It seems interesting you're doing this type of startup from that background. Any specific reason why you're getting involved in, you know, student accommodation?
See, student, because we believe that this is a very large opportunity, a $50 billion opportunity, no competition, virtually no competition. And the kind and the kind of, you know, pace we can be next unicorn in India.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you sounds very ambitious, what you want to do.
Absolutely. And because, you know, this business model, what we are kind of, you know, following is a very profitable with a lot of predictability on business and kind of, you know, scale what we can build up, actually. And we have very strong execution capability. Mm-hmm. At launch itself, we build up 600 room capacity. That is very large. And we cornered close to 70% of inventory around MIT University campus. Mm-hmm. So we believe that, you know, we can execute this, the whole plan, very meticulously, very precisely, and kind of, you know, achieve our target, actually. Mm-hmm. Because top line is very strong. This business is a low margin business, but very, very high ROI. Every stage, every unit level, we are profitable, actually. Mm-hmm. So we believe that if company is cash surplus, if company is working capital positive, and if we have right kind of, you know, business model, right execution capability, building a large organization is not a difficult task, actually. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Sounds really exciting. Are you generating revenue out of this at the moment then?
Right now, this financial year, our revenue would be $3 million.
And what was the reaction to your friends and families when you told them that you were, you know, leaving your business?
It was shocking. I was well pleased in the companies, actually. I was drawing good salary. So it was really shocking, but my wife kind of, you know, helped me a lot. It was shocking to the parents, but eventually they kind of, you know, found out, yes, this is the right way to kind of, you know. Now they are in full support. Mm-hmm. Of course, the entrepreneur journey is not easy. Mm-hmm. It is very difficult, very stressful, very, very taxing. But eventually, my family and friends now kind of, you know, understood that, yeah, this is something one should pursue, actually.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the hardest bit about building this business?
So actually, I convinced them that, you know, the students are still facing problem, but they were facing 20 years back when we were also students. So problems are kind of, you know, existing, and it is at the pilot level now. They are the kind of, you know, feeling that yes, this company is profitable and kind of, you know, a very profitable and scalable company can be built up. Mm-hmm. So now everybody is realizing that, you know, the business what we kind of, you know, opted for, or the model we have kind of, you know, chosen is the right one, and eventually there is a lot of visibility, so there is no kind of, you know, contingency upon the kind of, you know, path we have chosen. So now everybody is kind of, you know, in favor of what we are doing.
Well, actually, what are your memories of living the student life?
During our university time, as well as the time when we were doing chartered accountancy, yeah, finding the right accommodation was something, a Herculean task, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very difficult, you know, very, very kind of, you know, unhygienic, unprofessionally managed places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the problem still exists, means there is no kind of, you know, improvement. People are ready to pay. Millions and millions of students are kind of, you know, living, coming from small town villages and coming to the kind of to pursue higher education in kind of, you know, large cities, they are still facing problem. They are not finding good place to stay. Mm-hmm. So the problem we were facing at our student time 20 years back, the problem is still exists actually. So we eventually kind of, you know, found out that as a student we also live the same life, mm-hmm. and we know what is the problem of a student. So it is good that kind of, you know, we at the same time we are helping a student to live better. And at company level, we are making we are expecting kind of to make a lot of money as well. Mm-hmm. So at one side we are kind of, you know, making we are solving a social problem. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it is a good problem to solve as in term of kind of, you know, making a profitable organization.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, last few questions then. Do you have any like heroes in business or in life? Any people that you look up to?
Yeah, absolutely. There are successful personalities you can always inspire with. Like, you know, Reliance is largest organization now. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, you know, drive inspiration from Dhirubhai Ambani. Mm-hmm. There are other kind of, you know, contemporary or very successful entrepreneurs in India. Mm-hmm. We kind of, you know, as a team also inspired with this Narayan Murthy from Infosys. Mm-hmm. The kind of organization he built up with the kind of, you know, transparency, good governance and integrity. We believe kind of, you know, we should also follow the same path. Mm-hmm. So there are people we kind of, you know, drive inspiration. Of course, we drive inspiration from some of the successful entrepreneurs from West. That include Elon Musk. That include kind of founders of Google, mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg. They kind of build up multi-million-dollar organization at very young age. We drive a lot of inspiration from Steve Jobs. The kind of organization he built up, the kind of dedication he had, the kind of, you know, uniqueness he built up in the product. These are the few kind of, you know, leaders. These are the few people we drive inspiration and kind of, you know, that help us to kind of, you know, continue in our journey to inspire people to kind of, you know, work more, focus more, and kind of, you know, work for a mission with more dedication actually.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What advice would you give to first-time founders who are listening?
I believe one should take risk, one should make mistake, but every time we should learn from our mistake. Perseverance and focus and consistency is something actually every entrepreneur should kind of, you know, have, and that is those are the key kind of, you know, item one should kind of, you know, follow. I always believe in kind of, you know, we should not always haunted by our past. We should always look forward, and one should never ever kind of, you know, fear from making mistake actually. Those are the key, I believe, in every entrepreneur should kind of, you know, characteristic one should possess actually.
Mm-hmm. And hobbies and interests, how do you relax away from your startup?
I think when I spend life with my kind of, whenever I have time and when I spend time with my families, that is the kind of, you know, the way I kind of unwind myself actually. And of course, every Indian is inspired by yoga, so I always believe in kind of, you know, meditation and yoga. Mm-hmm. And that gives me kind of, you know, a lot of relaxation, and I kind of, you know, unwind with that actually. Mm-hmm.
And what's the best advice you've received so far personally?
I kind of, you know, I follow Franklin, the organization, and the Franklin Covey, and Stephen Covey is something, the one who kind of whom I follow very consistently. That is the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Mm-hmm. Consistency is something I kind of, you know, I believe in, that, you know, if I have taken a mission, I have to kind of, you know, complete the mission by any means. I should not kind of, you know, back out. Mm-hmm. So whosoever I follow, actually, Stephen Covey is someone who I kind of, you know, take a lot of inspiration. And the one habit is consistency. Mm-hmm. So that is something kind of, you know, I follow diligently and religiously, actually.
Mm-hmm. And what qualities, what is the main quality that an entrepreneur should have?
You have to fight back from all from any of your defeat, actually. Mm-hmm. That is the major quality one entrepreneur should possess, actually. Again, I'm reiterating consistency, focus, perseverance.
How much does it actually cost?
So the cost start at 10,000 INR, mm-hmm. Indian rupees. Mm-hmm. and it goes up to 25,000 INR a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we have range of properties. There are three type of properties. Mm-hmm. One is Plesio luxury properties, then Plesio prime properties, and we have Plesio dorm properties. So 10,000 rupees a month is Plesio dorm, mm-hmm. and it goes up to 25,000 rupees a month. That is Plesio luxury property.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did you come up with those pricing?
So we kind of, you know, it is based on market research.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that people are kind of, you know, ready to pay higher money if you have good facilities to offer.
Mm-hmm.
We have good all-inclusive pricing that include good room, furniture, professional management, facility management,
mm-hmm.
That include internet, that include food.
Mm-hmm.
And these luxury properties are more spacious, very nice properties, mm-hmm. very close to universities. So we found out that there are budget properties which are in demand, and there are luxury properties also which are in demand.
Mm-hmm.
And with market research, we found out that these are the right price actually. So we have all range of properties from 10,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees.
Mm-hmm. Last question for people who want more information on you and your work. How do they connect?
They can connect me directly on my email ID.
Yep.
That is rp@plesio.in. Plesio is PLACIO. At the same time, they can log into Plesio website. That is www.placioplesio.in.
Brilliant. Rohit, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Cheers, buddy. Thank you. Thanks to Rohit for coming on the show today. Thank you for listening and subscribing. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review in the comment in iTunes. Thank you for supporting the podcast. If you want to come on the show, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. We'll love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.